Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Elijah Muhammad.
and die like him, as he proclaimed in his last speech here in New York City. Enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. I, too, no matter what has happened, bear witness, and I thank Master Faraz Muhammad. I thank the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I thank them for raising up Minister Louis Farrakhan, and for those three giving to us a bold, bald-headed black man. A man who, as we have heard many illuminating words about today, a man who has touched the hearts of many who are watching here in this audience and around the country and around the globe, a bold, bald-headed black man. A black man who spoke truths that we were afraid to speak in our hearts. He spoke for us. A black man who stood up and proclaimed to the world that he was born to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. He said to us that he didn't come to pin the tail on the dog, but he came to pin the tail on the hog. Where is this black man I come to talk about tonight? I won't be too long, but I hope to be strong here at this tribute to Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I am honored that any words that have been said about me but this night has nothing to do with me. I personally feel that I am unworthy to lace the shoes of the man we are here to talk about tonight. I personally don't even like the weight of being called his successor. There's none like Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
Kweli, broadcasting live once again from the hells and smells of North America. And it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be talking to you from this platform that we know and consider Black Power Radio. We got you locked in right now to the national tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad that took place in Harlem, New York. This is Harlem, New York, and so we'll be checking in with you. Want you to just hold tight and get all this fire, because I guarantee you this will be a touching, touching, touching celebration. And if there's any intermissions that the enemy does, we'll make sure we get them smoothly. But just buckle your seatbelts. We're tuned in right now to the national tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
That's right.
Before Bush left office, they were determined that through their lawsuits and injunctions that they would cripple the party and take us down. President Obama came into office under the Attorney General, Eric Holder. The charges were dropped. The charges were dropped. The white man is relentless. Mr. Khadija, from Winthrop, Haiti, and Sterling, Haiti, and Winthrop, our friend, Mr. Khadija, we love you for what you're doing over there. We love you for what you're doing over there. We love you for what you're doing over there. And our other followers here from Milwaukee and others who are listening, others from the Nation of Islam, who love Khalid Muhammad, are listening. Black nationalists who love Muhammad are listening. Gang members who love Muhammad are listening. College students who love Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad will and are listening. The enemies that are attacking him, they are attacking us today. And just like he attacked back, I as his student and we as his students, we are attacking back. That white man doesn't get up. No, hold right there. Don't move. Just stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move too fast. The white man doesn't give up. I'm going to touch on this. I'm from black too. But the white man doesn't give up. And so the Republicans, these mad right wingers that are going wild today, they have been demanding that the charges be reinstated. We have been on the front page of the Washington Times over 24 times this year alone, a right-wing conservative newspaper in Washington. It has been in the halls of Congress. It has been on a vote has been taken by the House Judiciary Committee, where it was a one-margin vote where the Republicans were trying to press Attorney General Eric Holder to open the files up so they could lay a base to reinstate the case and reinstate the charges against the Panther Party. The vote was just 15-14 when I think John Conyers had in the deciding vote to show it down there. But the white man don't give up. I don't like him, but there's certain things I can respect. He don't give up. White man don't give up. This is a real live struggle. 95% of the work is done away from the roster. Any of these laborers that are working with me know that 95% of the work is done away from the roster. They wish I would just go on through the roster and leave them the hell alone because I'd be working. Because we got work to do to build a nation and to keep up the legacy of one. And so I say to the Republican congressman, Frank Wolf, the two-legged dog congressman, old Frank Wolf. I say to old Lamar Smith from Texas, and I say like our father to the head of the Republican National Committee, a so-called black man, a handkerchief head, butt dancing, boot-licking, half-faced, half-fried, sissified, punkified, a recognized, negro named Michael Steele. So let all of them know that you cannot stop the rise of the new Black Panther Party. And you cannot stop the spirit of the Black Panther Party. Is that right, our father? Our national minister of justice. You cannot crush our spirit. So we fight on over this hour. I just wanted to alert you that we're under attack. Once again, I don't even know when not to be under attack. Old Abraham Foxman in the ADL who monitor every speech I make and monitor our website and activities, the old no-good hook-nosed Abraham Foxman, once again, you're being defeated. Once again, Abraham Foxman, you have lied on the new Black Panther Party. Your organization has lied on our fathers. You have lied on us, and you have tried to stop us, and so you tune on in, eh? back and talk back to you a little more later. Oh, no good, Abraham Fox. We're talking to friends as well as
any.
We're talking to blacks as well as non-blacks. But I come to you tonight to talk again about a bold, bald-headed black man. And in the space of time that I have, to hopefully take us a little bit deeper into this man that we know, as I know him intimately, and was raised and trained by this man. Born January 12, 1948, in Houston, Texas. What is your intention in producing this event, Attorney Shabazz? My intention and our intention in putting on this event and putting forth this tribute, our mission is to make his commission known for those that doubted him, doubted his sincerity, doubted his legitimacy. Well, to gauge a tree by the fruit that it
made.
If Khalid Muhammad was about nothing, he would produce nothing. If Khalid Muhammad was a man that was self-centered, a man that was bent on his own agenda, he would not have produced a national spokesman, a national representative, Malik Zulu Shabazz. He would not have produced a Hashim Nzinga. He would not have produced a Hannibal Rushdie. He would not have produced a Hashim Nzinga, Divine Allah, a Samir Shabazz. He would not have left the new Black Panther Party if he was not a man who we know who he is. I'll tell you who he is in a few moments. Many here love him. Who are listening? And I want to say to you that we are all a part of Dr. Khalid Muhammad's mission, and I do not own him nor his legacy. Everyone who had their own interaction and dealings with Khalid Abdul Muhammad, you have your own divine experience, your own revolutionary experience. I am not saying at all that you got to come by us.
That's true.
However, you make a pretty good choice if you do. So I say to you again, and those who are listening, I am not a self-made man. I'm a made man.
All right.
I'm made by a man. I was raised on my college campus by Minister Louis Farrakhan, and then I was sent Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And so as a made man, but I was also made by God to help him. Since I had come into contact with this man in 1989, when he was released from prison, everything in my history and my life, and while he was alive for 13 years, and while I am here today, I can testify that he made me. Khalid Muhammad, God also made me to help him.
That's right.
And I feel very comfortable helping him.
That's right.
I feel very comfortable defending him.
Yeah.
And so those of you who have thought that after he passed, I would keep his name out of my mouth, you can go to him.
That's right.
And I'm not
going to
take Khalid's name out of my mouth.
Hello?
Hi, Rachel.
It's Steven. And so, Black Power, my family, Black Power, what you're tuning into right now is the tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Station is taking a station identification. And for those of you who want to support the works, email us at nbppHQ@yahoo.com. That's nbppHQ@yahoo.com. Or get us at newblackpanther.com. Again, that's newblackpanther.com. Support the works, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad.
In the world, in my whole organization, a small minority that want me to take his name, his theology, his ideology out of my mouth. You can kiss my
say it again.
I ain't doing it. before I get to that, whether he's dead or not, let me tell you about God Muhammad, the Good Samaritan. Because many out there will bear witness that it was Khalid who touched you. That Khalid Muhammad, who said a word, who made a maneuver, who made a visit to you, who touched you personally. My daughters who were laying on the corner in the gutter, some of them will stand up and say that it was Khalid Muhammad that got out there, Rolls Royce, and worshiped me and brought me into Muhammad's mouth. It was the rejected gang member, the Crip and the Blood. Nobody wanted, nobody touched. It was a man named Todd that came and got you out the grave. There's a man who went after the college students. There's a man who went after the despised and the rejected. There's a man here, Khalid Muhammad. I say he's a black Good Samaritan. Now, Jesus, who kind of Muhammad said, not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale-skinned, Butterville complexion Jesus, but he's talking about a black Lord, a black Redeemer, a black Savior, and a black Messiah. He said, don't bring me no blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale-skinned, Butterville complexion cracker Christ. But Jesus teaches and got the argument with the church. You know, these attorneys, they are murder with words. They just into every word. They can get tricky with words. And so he was teaching of them on the parable of love thy neighbor as thy love thyself. And the attorney shot back and said, well, Jesus, who is thy neighbor? And Jesus answered by telling him the parable of a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And said to the man, fell among thieves. The thieves stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him for half dead. Any resemblance between that man and the black man and the black woman is no coincidence. By chance, here's a man down now, wounded now. Wow. By chance came down a certain priest. And when he saw the man down that had been wounded, the priest passed on the other side. Likewise, the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was and saw him, he had compassion on him. He went to the man. He bound his wounds. He poured in oil, poured in wine. He set him on his own beast, his own animal, brought him to an inn and took care of him. And then when he departed, he took some, they say, 2 pence out, some money out. He gave it to the innkeeper. He said, whatever you spend, take care of it. And when I return, I will repay thee. I know a man like that. After the mold of Farad and Elijah, I know a man like that, who came when they would tell him, well, you don't want to organize with DJ King Paris. He's this, he's that. Khalid Muhammad, his recruiting was like recruiting the Oakland Raiders in the 1960s and the 1970s. Go ahead. Every reject, every outcast, everyone that was the lowest of the low, or the bottom, or the outcast, or the most radical, or the most militant, that nobody wanted to work with, or they could have just been young people, that nobody wanted to give a chance, they would hate on the young people. All the Good Samaritan, named Khalid Abdul Muhammad, they came and got us, and came and for us, broke us, and healed our wounds, and raised us up. You talk about a revolutionary black man, he's dead.
That's right.
You talk about a liberation black man, he's dead. But I'm here to talk about the divine black man. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I have his Bible. His Bible. With his writing, even down to his specific notes in his writing, I've gone through this. And so I'll be going over my notes. This may be a little bit different than you normally hear me, but I'm teaching tonight citizens of the Mothbound Nation of Islam. They were talking to Black Panthers today, but you cannot talk about Khalid Abdul-Muhammad without talking to the Nation of Islam. So we got to cover all aspects of this. And we got to see whether in the spirit of Coogee Chatelier and self-determination we can put it all out together. He was dedicated to this book and to these lessons. And it was said that there is nobody in the bounds of North America that can conceal the lessons of Master Quan Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Mr. Farrakhan said, other than Khalid Abdul Muhammad, Dr. Malik Rushdie. One reason why I'm with him today is because he stuck to his guns. He was principled.
That's right.
He would defend his teaching no matter what was arrayed against him. No matter what set of circumstances we went through, if it wasn't a black based on sound, black Muslim doctrine, black nationalist doctrine, pan-Africanist doctrine, he said, hey, get away from me. I don't want to get here. You can count on him to go in any set of circumstances. And like a compass, you would know where he was at every single time. Look, we have to thank Corporal Murray. And we understand for those of you who say Khalid Muhammad is dead. No, he ain't dead. If he was dead, we wouldn't be in here. We wouldn't be in here. If his work and his legacy is there, he wouldn't be here.
Right.
So now we see the St. Cobra bird with the mouth of the bird, with the egg in the mouth of the bird. Khalid Muhammad taught us that the St. Cobra bird rests and remains and abides and sits on the shoulder and absorbs the consciousness of each and every one of us, depending where we are at a particular space and time. We will be visited by the same Cobra bird. I'm talking to you of the one who was visited by the same Cobra bird of nectar. I'm talking to you tonight about one who was visited by the same Cobra bird of Toussaint Louverture. I'm talking to you tonight about one who was visited by the St. Cobra bird of Christoph, of Bookman, of Malcolm X, of Marcus Garvey. Who is this bold, bald-headed black man? St. Cobra teaches us that we must go back to our roots in order to move forward, that we should reach back and gather the best of what our past has to teach us so we can achieve our full potential as we move forward. Whatever we have lost, whatever we have forgotten for wrong of this scripture can be reclaimed, revived, preserved, and perpetuated. Visually and symbolically, K. Cobra is expressed as a bird that flies forward while looking back. Go right back, one more time. So this is important, and this is one of Dr. Muhammad's statements. Visually, we just keep on moving. St. Cobra is expressed as a bird that flies full while looking back, with an egg symbolizing the future in its mouth. We're not here to look backwards tonight. We're here to look backwards to see how we can move forward. As we celebrate the life and the legacy of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, we want to know what the Khalid Muhammad mindset and ideology, how it relates to our current problems today. How does the Khalid Muhammad ideology and mindset relate to the problem of gentrification in Harlem? Well, whites are eating up Harlem like a Pac-Man, don't lie. Every block and every square inch. How does the Khalid Muhammad ideology relate to the rise in white militias and white anger and white racism in America? How does the Khalid Muhammad ideology reality really means. Look it back to move forward. Brothers and sisters, the nature of our work, the character of our work, the quality of our work in the liberation field dictates the degree in which any ancestor is remembered in the minds and hearts of those who are still physically alive. The level of work you do will determine how much and when and where and to what degree this bird visits you. And so I feel like I got a bird with me. And I feel like those who are engaged actively in the liberation struggle, that Sankofa bird is resting, remains on our shoulders and giving us our mission today in specifically the Sankofa bird of Khalid Muhammad. We are filled with his spirit. Now, you say he's dead. Well, we don't believe that. And those who understand the Ikumbum, and those who are true Africans, and those who understand the relationship between our creator and the ancestors or the Ikumbum of those in that world would never speak like that. You say I'm a Muslim. The Quran says, speak not of those who are killed in Allah's way of dead, nay they are alive and are provided sustenance from their Lord. The name Khalid means immortal. It means deathless. It means that which really cannot be destroyed. Minister Farrakhan said of him, Khalid is actually the name of the nation. And so I'm talking to you tonight. We come to talk to you tonight about a man whose work and what he contains and embodies is indeed immortal and deathless. The name Khalid also has a historical name. He's given that name also after Khalid bin Walid, one of the great companions of Father Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was one of the greatest military generals in history. Y'all with me? Black power, black power, black power. I got to teach something, so I might as well teach on Khalid Muhammad. Look, you can move to the next one now. Though he has gone from amongst us, many questions remain. Despite his enduring legacy, many questions remain about his life, his death, his career, his history, his activism, his style of teaching, and the actual meaning of his time amongst us. What kind of Muhammad a racist? What kind of Muhammad an anti-Semite? Was he a bad man? No. Was he an evil man? No. Was he a man worthy of scorn? No. Was he a man worthy of rebuke? No. Was he worthy of hatred? No. Was he a sincere man? Yeah. Was he a dedicated man? Yeah. Was he a true adherent to the teachings of his life? Yeah. Was he a great suffering and student of the is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads unto Christ, we know him not to be that. He was born. Think of it. He was born to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. Talk about the very nature of the man. He never made a lot of statements about himself, but he did tell you that. That means he was operating according to the nature in which he was created. And so I always teach, and I have taught, that God of Muhammad to me is like Buddha. He's born with a determined idea. Buddha was born in 563 B.C. in an area of India that is currently called Nepal. Buddha was born into riches, born into wealth, born to be a prince, and born with everything that you can have of this world life. But he got a divine revelation at a point in his early life, and he forsook riches. Buddha forsook this world life. He forsook the power. He forsook the power of this world, and he went off into the forest. And he forsook everything. He deprived himself of everything. And he achieved what they call a state of eternal enlightenment. He is the man that says he was born to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. He is the man that as I studied him, I was with him in the major, in his greatest days, in my judgment, in the nation of Islam. I was blessed to be with him in his transition, or his suspension, his transition, the controversy with the Nation of Islam. I was with him as his entrance into the new Black Panther Party. I was able to talk and to discuss and feel his spirit and deal with the wrangling and the things that he had to deal with, all of that what you see going on. And I can testify that what he did, he was born to do. He couldn't get away from it. When you tried to change his nature, he just couldn't deal with it. Right. Now, look, the white man is angry today, brothers and sisters. The white man is angry. Get that next slide. The white man is angry. With the rise of white militias, with the rise of white militias, which he repeatedly warned us about, with the anger of the white right and white conservative America, with the rise of the Tea Party, all of it really fueled by the anger of whites because a black man is in the White House. And he ain't doing nothing visiting what Jimmy Carter did, or what Bill Clinton did, or any other what they call liberal Democrat. But why now the white man ought to say that their country has been taken from them? Why now the gun leaving off of the shelf of every gun shop in America that have been more guns sold since January of 2009 than any period in American history? The white man is angry. The white man is arming himself. And these white green Republicans are now openly talking about civil war. What would God of Muhammad do in this hour? How would God of Muhammad approach this question? I'm going to tell you, they got a damn Tea Party. We got to have a good black Panther Party. Thank you. brothers and sisters, let's think. Unemployment in the cities running rampant. Jobs are few and far between. Jails and prisons are being swelled to maximum capacity. We still, like Lazarus, are begging for crumbs from the rich man's table. If the white man is angry that the country is taking from him, what about him? My college says something you ain't mad at nothing or nobody. You skipping and whistling down 125th Street like everything is okay. Okay, it's all right. We don't need all of that kind of talk. We're just losing everything. We lost our land. Lost our river. Lost our diamonds. Lost our gold. Lost our brothers. Lost our daughters. Lost our name, our language, our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way, we act. We need to lost our land. It's a white man.
Open and forthright.
and in death calling Muhammad all day. A time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to learn. A time to peace, a time of war, and a time of peace. So you who say you got to love everybody all the time, you just don't know what time it is.
Before he threw off with the God of fire, I ain't going.
law 42, Cal. Y'all give me a, you know, I only get to New York. Once every fall, I wish I'd come here more often. I'd get out here and organize and fight. I'd fight battles with you all day and night if I could get into this city more. Well, this is a city that Khalid Muhammad loved. This is a city where I raised and waged many battles with him. If you don't see me, I just have a hard time getting here. But I'd fight with you all day and night if you'd work with me. going about Ruth Green? How many lives did Khalid Muhammad shatter? How many dreams did he crush? How many white people did he victimize with police brutality? How many times did he shoot white innocent civilians 41 times when they were reaching for their quad? How many times did he, did Khalid Muhammad, under the color of law, sodomize his victim? In fact, Muhammad taught us that when we come to power, our nature wouldn't even allow us to do to whites exactly what they did to us, because God just didn't make us that way. Let me keep moving. I'm not going to go on. Because there are others who want to come on. Black power, black power, black power, black power. I hope y'all are all right. The man I knew was a believer. The man I knew taught me about Chinaman. He taught me about everything and the powers of everything in the heavens and the earth except God. Look at that. Is Khalid Muhammad a racist? No, or did Khalid Muhammad come to defend us against the race? You want him about his language? We be arguing with each other.
Right.
These two hard on the white man. Yeah, okay. Okay, you just look at that. Hit me with the next slide, my dear bro. Think over that. Let me drop a few points. The God-given talent. Now, let me say this now, because I got to cover some points that I have never covered in a Khalid Muhammad speech. It don't make no sense. Because there are a lot of different people listening here. There's some that are in the middle who just love Khalid. You don't know too much about nothing else. There are others that know him from way back, and they know him in the Nation of Islam. There are others that they don't know nothing really about the Nation, and in their perspective, they don't care too much about the Nation. They just love him from Khalid Muhammad. There are all these kind of people out there. I got a little something for you all. Now look, he was a Muslim, and he was an excellent in the teachings, the practices, the discipline, and the program of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why I was God's power in him. But he was brought into this Nation of Islam teachings. He proved Nation of Islam teachings by other teachers and went beyond what we call dogmatism. Muhammad, he was like the man that the prophet spoke of, the educated man, that's hard on the devil and 1,000 ignorant worshipers, or 100 or 1,000. We got to get that right. Bam. Well, he was that man. Whether it was 100, 1,000, or 2,000, he was that educated man. That was hard on the devil because he went beyond the doubt. And that's why this man I'm talking to you tonight that come out of the Nation of Islam, but he's loved by the nationalists.
Right.
He's loved by the Pan-Africanists. He's loved by the Black Hebrew. He's loved by the 5%. He's loved by the universal components, the universal members of the Black Nation, because he had a universal mind, teaching, and ideology, but he was worried that it was going on the Quran, and the weapons. Whether you like it or not, he still, as he said, raised by Lord Muhammad.
That's right.
Affectionately known. Just take this quickly, just so you'll know. His mother, Carol Moore, Van Reardon. Pardon me, his aunt, mother, Carol Moore, Van Reardon. He was affectionately known as Butch in the attended Phyllis Wheatley High School. He was an esteemed member of Stagecraft, a group of exceptional students that developed debate and drama skills. Hello. You should have wondered where this guy got it from. It's rooted in his early life. He was educated and trained early on. He had something in his makeup and in his background. So he was into debate. He was into Trump. As a young man, he was freaking the car. Young Harold. Harold Moore. Would preach the cars passing by on the highway. He wanted to preach. He was a star quarterback, a team captain of his high school football team, an Eagle Scout, class officer, and again, a sergeant major. Upon graduating high school, our old and shining black prince won a scholarship to Phillips University to pursue his degree in theological studies. There he is. He's on his way. He has meditation of Islam, but he's into the theological study. He's now at Dillard University. He ministered at Small Memorial Methodist Church. While at Dillard University, he first heard the young Khalid Muhammad. When I was trying to get the picture, but I couldn't. The Khalid Muhammad with the big afro. Let's go on to the next slide, but I thought you can see Khalid Muhammad with the big afro. And he teaches us. That's not it. I couldn't find it, but maybe next year. But I want to do this for my brother every year. With the big afro, he said he had a big afro. And with a medallion of Malcolm X in the center of his chest. And as he said, he didn't take a bath. He said he was a funky revolutionary, as he said. And as he was woken up, he said he lost his faith. That he went into school to study theology. But after the black conscious rage went into effect in the 60s, he dropped theology. He dropped the white man's religion, but he dropped his belief in the Almighty altogether. And he just started to go in another direction where he didn't believe. He said, but when he heard Curtis Lewis Farrakhan on his campus, I think it was 1967, when he heard Curtis Farrakhan on his campus, delivered the message of Elijah Muhammad. He said it changed his life. He said it woke him up overnight.
That's right.
And from that point, he became Harold X. He tells us that he tells me that when he got a hold of the teachings of Elijah, as he heard it through Farrakhan, and as he studied Elijah Muhammad, he found the tightest bind between faith and a freedom fight, between spirituality and the struggle. Between the tie that binds the balance between religion and revolution. And it appears that the rest was history. In the late 60s and the early 70s, he was a recruit in the mold of the Good Samaritan that I opened up with. He was a great recruiter. He was a great teacher. He was a great military man and captain. But he was raised. By a man who I would be remiss if I didn't mention. He was raised and taught, and is much like a man who you know in this city well. His name is Captain Ali Rashid.
That's right.
And so Captain Ali Rashid, those in the nation will tell you that when you're looking at Khalid Muhammad, you're looking at a whole lot of Ali Rashid. When you look at the way this man moves troops in the field and moves men and he deals with the enemy and he inspires and he motivates men, you're looking at Ali Rashid coming through, Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Now, the nation failed. The nation failed. Actually, take me to the next. Stay right there. The nation of Islam failed at 75. I don't care what you say, I say it failed. Fell hard. I won't go no further on that. I'll just be cool before then. Well, I'll start going off. Look, but Khalid Muhammad didn't fall. He went to Africa. He went and started organizing with Idi Amin.
That's right.
You think that Idi Amin would eat black? You think? Just because the Zionist writing his newspaper that Idi Amin was a bad man. Idi Amin was organizing against South Africa. Khalid Muhammad studied and started organizing with Idi Amin, and they were working on what? A continental army that would organize and unite the army, the navy, the ground force, the troops, the guerrillas, my land, my heirs, and my seed, move on this mountain government of Peter, your Bosa, and South Africa.
Black power, black power, my people. Just another reminder as we take a station identification. Just a reminder, support the works, newblackpanther.com. Newblackpanther.com is the website. We go right black to it.
You got these people, any of these, give them an eviction notice and say, get out. And every African leader is going to take some part of any of these folks and put the bloodsucker out of Africa and take back Africa for ourselves. And so in those years, 75, 76, 78, he didn't fall. He was in Africa. He was teaching in South Africa. He was in Mecca. Here's a man that went to Mecca seven times, five Umrah and two Hajj. And so this man here, Mr. Louis Farrakhan, who rebuilt the nation of Islam after the original character of Elijah Muhammad, who started back the nation again, one of the first men he prayed for to come to his side was our brother, Khalid Muhammad.
Yeah, that's right.
At that time, he was Malik Rushdie.
That's right.
And he went back. When he joined back up, he was Harold X, Minister of Mouth Number 27, West Regional Minister. I must say this. You cannot write the history of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan in this era and leave Harold Muhammad out.
You cannot do that.
That's right. Because in those days, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, there was Khalid Muhammad building the FOI when there was just a few FOI. There was Khalid Abdul Muhammad organizing, developing, defending, side by side with the man that's in the world and world today. You cannot and should not ethically and morally write the history of Louis Farrakhan and leave Khalid Muhammad out. I don't care how you feel, that's unnecessary. Because he's part of the building that built that house. And so all of you that try to get involved and try to cast judgment on what happened between them two men, sometimes you should just get a little wise and say, I'm going to stay out of the struggle between two wise men. Because you can't judge that man, and you can't judge the relationship between them, man, because you wasn't there. You ain't that high up in this. Some of y'all know who I'm talking to. Work with me for a minute. Now look. And so he helped get the nation back going. He built the West region. And soon after he built the West region, he was appointed the Supreme Captain. A man that is at one hand can be your preacher, your representative, your spokesman, at the same time qualified to be your military captain over your defense force. Everything this man did, he was serious about. He carried it out to the letter of perfection. Every time I saw this man and with this man and tried to me and just seen him getting dressed, he just wouldn't even go outside without his shirt and his suit right. I said, we only call him 7-7. Pressure today because I was put under a hot Supreme Captain. Then he became the national spokesman in 1986. You get all the way from there to 88. He spent a year in jail on some trumped up charges when he became the regional minister in Atlanta to build up the South. He came up on some trumped up charges. He had to spend 9 months as part of a FBI government conspiracy. He comes out in 1989. I meet this man. His best years, in my judgment, in the Nation of Islam, were those years between 1989, 1990, and 1993. I was with him on the campus of Howard University. His teaching was on a higher level and on a refined level. When I was with him, at that time, producing his engagements, traveling with him, working with him, studying under him, I ain't seen nobody better other than his teacher, than Khalid Muhammad. His spirituality was intact. His mind, his posture, his position was right. And those years between 90 and 93 were his peak years. Then he hit a controversy. And on November 29, 1993, he gave a controversial speech that is forever remembered today at King College. And this speech at King College soon, because it was interlocked into other factors and other happenings that were going on with the Anti-Defamation League, the Nation of Islam, the Congressional Black Caucus. This speech became a major subject of controversy. It blew up everywhere. All of Abraham Foxman is largely responsible for the confusion that went on in this town. For it was Foxman with his ads in the New York Times. It was Foxman with his media campaign. It was old Sly like a dog, old lion, old said Abraham Foxman, who set the climate and set everything up to put the pressure on. And so Khalid Muhammad was condemned by everybody for his King College speech. They would take excerpts of the speech and not really give you the whole thing, but the excerpts seemed to shock men, kill them all, and all of his other famous teachers. Kill them all, everything else he was teaching. But really, he was teaching more than that. House Resolution 343. Condemning for the first time a private citizen. Overwhelmingly, Congress voted to condemn Khalid Muhammad's speech at King College. The president spoke by reference to him. The vice president spoke against him. Every civil rights leader came out against him. He was even suspended by his own organization. But, bring it up to my final point. About the next question. And he used to teach us 30 years ago. You remember it. At that time, in 93, he was teaching 30 years ago. The same thing that went down between Elijah and Malcolm.
Right.
Well, Malcolm was suspended for a speech he gave on John the Fox Kennedy. And he was saying in 1993, I was right there with him.
See,
and you were. Sir, Hashim, 30 years ago I started struggling with that thing.
Right.
And 30 years that we're not going to let the same thing go down today as it went down yesterday. And he tried to hang in there. He did his best to hang in there, even though he had just been suspended. And really privately to me, he understood, but then he said he couldn't understand why. And so he, like a modern mountain, was caught in that position. Now look at what this has produced. Khalid Muhammad, suspension, eventually he left the Nation of Islam. Look at the views that are on the table. And the tension that exists still some to this day in the black community. Similar to the tension around Malcolm and Elijah. On one hand, many, like me, love Dr. Collins, and we love Minister Farrakhan. and we wanted to see Minister Farrakhan and Farrakhan's flamethrower together forever. I mean, that's just how we work. We love Justin Farrakhan, and you know we love Tyler. We love everything strong and black. Today, Nation of Islam, many Muslims and non-Nation of Islam, many Muslims favor Dr. Khan. And so you can't just say that that doesn't occur. Many Muslims today bear witness they love Khalifah. And today, many blacks don't care to deal with the internal disagreements. All they know is they love strong black leadership. They don't understand the split, but they love both men and have strong memories of Dr. Khan. Kind of how I was in those days. I was with Khan. He was the man that had his hands on me. I organized with him. I believed in what he was teaching. I believed in his principles. But I was raised by Farrakhan, too. I loved him, too. It was really kind of above my head. I couldn't understand it all. That's the position I was in. I knew God brought me to help him. And so I went on to help him. Now there's some other side. That's one hand. The second hand is you have others like in the days of Malcolm X, those that loved Malcolm, but they didn't go for Elijah. Can you dig? The Black Panther Party loved Malcolm. They weren't too keen on Elijah and his religion. The nationalists in the 60s and the revolutionaries loved him to Malcolm, but they really didn't go for too much of Elijah Muhammad. That's just, these are just historical facts. And so today we still have, even in the black community here, and especially in New York, you got some that they just want to hear some Khalid Muhammad. They love some Khalid Muhammad. And according to what they say, they don't want to hear no Farrakhan. But they love them some Khalid Muhammad. And today, those that are over there, that are in that position, they still have anger, and they still have bitterness. I would be remiss if I gave this speech and I didn't acknowledge those brothers and sisters, and at least to be able to articulate their position. Y'all all right? Yeah. I've got to say what I got to say tonight. Yeah. And so I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart deliver what I'm saying correct. Okay, and so those over there that just love talent, but they either mad at the nation or bitter at the nation, and they say that the nation dog talent and they don't want to hear nothing else. They'll be mad at me because I won't be out here attacking the nation. Well, you might have to stay mad. But I'll tell you why. Why? Because I'm comfortable in my defense and representation of him. But Colin has followers who are not connected to Minister Farrakhan, and some, again, are bitter about, still bitter, many years later, about his suspension and treatment in the Nation of Islam. Just like many, some today are still lovers of Malcolm. And no matter what has transpired, they're still mad at the nation, and they say what? The nation dog Malcolm. That sentiment is out there, and it's real. That's the second hand. Now check the third hand out. The third hand is that there are some hardline Muslims and Nation of Islam today, like there were hardline Nation of Islam yesterday, who say that Khalid Muhammad, like Malcolm X, deviated from and turned hypocrite on Minister Farrakhan, and that Malcolm X was a hypocrite, and he turned on Elijah Muhammad. I disagree with that as well, for the record. I definitely disagree with that. But I have to let you know what's out there on the table, brothers and sisters. Now, let me say this. If we could rewind history,
come on.
What we want to rewind history.
Yes, sir.
If we could rewind the history of Marcus Garvey and W.E.B. Du Bois and not put them in eyes with each other like they were to the joy of the enemy, wouldn't we like to rewind the history between Garvey and W.E.B. Du Bois? If we could go back to the history of Malcolm and Elijah Muhammad. Oh, we love to go back and rewind the tape and rewind the history and put them back together and bring Malcolm back and heal those wounds if we could rewind that tape. We can go back and rewind the history of Huey P. Newton and Elvis Cleveland and heal the wounds of Huey P. Newton and Elvis Cleveland. There wouldn't have been so much death and destruction, but history don't afford that. It only affords lessons that are most qualified to reward our research. I would like to go back and rewind the tape of Khalid Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan and his split from the Nation of Islam, but that is mathematically and physically impossible. I cannot do it because you cannot rewind time. Time moves on. None of us can stop time. But I want to say this. I believe with all my heart, I stake my life on that if
Black power, black power. So for those of you listening who are on the air now, you're in an overflow show right now, an overflow show as we go through the tribute. So just hang tight as we go through the final minutes of the National Champions Speech tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
We're here again today. They would do it a different way. I would tell you with all my heart, I believe and I'll take my life on it, that if the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was here, and Minister Malcolm X was here, they were doing it a different way than when he did it yesterday. I bear our witness, and I bear all of my heart that if Elvis Cleveland and Huey P. Newton were here today, they would do it differently than the way they did it yesterday. And I will say today that I believe that if Khalid Muhammad were here today, and if Louis Farrakhan had Khalid Muhammad here today, they would do it differently than they did it yesterday. I believe that. And now, what do we do? Is the question. Do we keep like niggas who like to keep mess going? And keep nigga mess going? Stay constantly at odds with each other while the real enemy runs scot free? Am I now to take the new Black Panther Party and Khalid Muhammad's followers and put them at war with the Nation of Islam, and we in 20 cities and we work with the Nation of Islam, put them at odds with the Nation of Islam? Would that be responsible of me? Black people want unity. Black people don't like confusion and division. We ain't got enough revolutionaries as it is. We don't like constant mess going. Well, I'm coming to a conclusion, but I've got to tell you this. Yes, we were hurt. Yes, we were bitter. Yes, we were angry. But as I've been able to grow in time and able to grow in leadership, I see a divine meaning to his suspension and transition. For if there was, if Khalid Muhammad had remained in the Nation, well, hell, yeah, there wouldn't be no new Black Panther Party. This round, there wouldn't be no Black Panther Party. You wouldn't have Malik Zulu Shabazz in the way you have it. You wouldn't have the way we have it because it would just be our Nation. And that would just violate the rule of universality. And so God's hand had to be over it. Amen? And so today, if what had not happened yesterday, it would not have paved the way for what we are today. And so God is still moving this thing. Despite the hurt, despite the pain on one side or both sides, all sides, God is moving with us today. And so today, even though I'm criticized, I still carry a principled and ethical relationship with the Nation of Islam and with Minister Louis Farrakhan.
That's right.
I still do. divided and they hurt and they don't need black people out here. Some of you out here, you just want to play gotcha. You want to debate and argue amongst black people all the time. I can't rewind history or rewind the tape, but I do know that whatever Khalid Muhammad went through, he got us here to where we are.
Right.
And what you may think of us as lightweight in the new Black Panther Party, I'm telling you that God has need of us, and we have been one of the most active revolutionary organizations anywhere in the country over the last 12 years. And so, I can't go on with this forever. I got to bring my councilman on. But they are divine good results. These are lessons in struggle and divine good results. Khalid Muhammad was able to establish through the new Black Panther Party a doctrine of self-defense that has resonated now in the year 2010. Through what he did, that's all for the next one. In the classic days, okay. Box number 7. And many of these men will tell you what I'm telling you. They love Muhammad. And so, these are for men of high wisdom.
Go on to the next one. There he is, classic days. Classic days. I choose. Mm-hmm. Next up.
Expecting him in a few minutes. I know. Look, before we go any further, the National Black Theater, under the legacy of Barbara Ann Tier, let's give her a strong applause. Khalid Muhammad had an assassination attempt. This man, Allah bless him, looked like a black angel was right there with him.
Khalid right.
Muhammad was always under assassination attempt.
That's right.
Same ones I say the U.S. government and the Zionists that killed our leaders today, it was after Khalid Abdul Muhammad in his day. And even though the death reports and the toxicology reports and the information we have does not give us evidence of foul play, I still am not 100% sure for the right one is concerned.
Thank you.
children, we couldn't stop her. Because it's painful. He was hard on us, but we missed it.